Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. This show is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org. You are listening to the only show that will walk you through, give you the information, and help you help save the Constitution and our Republic. I'm going to give you some great news, marketing, whatever you want to call it, regarding the invasion and how our Constitutional Republic has been methodically attacked and is under siege today. We literally, and I told you this prior to the election, that we have communists out in the open, and they're so emboldened that they are taking deliberate actions, and they're even being honest and saying, you know, we're out to overthrow this country. They're not using those words specifically, but if you look at what they're saying and what they're doing in allowing violations to the Constitution to continue, you can't state it any other way. They are looking to overthrow our Constitutional Republic. I'm hoping to get more into the militia today and getting back to what Madison was saying on June 16th, but let me just jump forward with a little bit of groveling. Hey, if you want to help, I hope you're recognizing that this is more than just hyperbole, that this is more than just another conservative entertainer, because I think I've been forthright with everybody that I'm not a polished entertainer. I am a student of the Constitution. I can consider myself an expert on the Constitution, on understanding what the Constitution is and what the Constitution was defined as. And there's way too few people other than those who are listening to the show that understand this and understand the significance of this paradigm that the framers even had, that this contract, this compact, was tied down by these ratification debates. And as they defined them, that's precisely how they moved forward. They executed and lived on the definitions that they provided on what this Constitution meant. As Madison clearly stated in 1821, it didn't matter what anybody thought the Constitution was going to do. What matters regarding the Constitution is how the states understood it at the time of ratification, how it was told to them, and how they were promised and or they were given the hard definitions of this is what this does and so forth, and legally bound the Constitution to those terms. And so if you want to get involved, we would love to have your support. There's many ways you can get involved. You can get involved directly by sending me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. You can also contribute if you want to contribute financially to help us pay for our logistical costs. It's only paying for our travel. That's all the money is going to be used for. We need to make a lot of trips. We need to actually get into Arkansas this year. We need to get to South Dakota, Utah, Idaho. Doggone it. What's the other state? Of course, Wyoming. Oklahoma. We need to get into Oklahoma as well. And so those are the top six states that we want to focus on in prepping them for the 2020 election. So we're going to be looking up the Republican leadership as far as the party goes, and we're going to be looking up those Republican leaders in the state legislatures, or the different houses. And Nebraska. Nebraska is the other one as well. I also will highly recommend that you get involved with, do as much as you can Help us as much as you can, help the Constitution Club as much as you can, and help the Our First Right organization as much as you can. There's lots of other things that, you know, there's other tangents, but those two specific things, the passing of the amendment for the First Amendment, Our First Right, that right there, I support. And what the Constitution Club does, I full and wholeheartedly support, because Keith Broders is another constitutional crusader who is working to get us into a position where we've saved or are in the act of saving our constitutional republic, and we're going to get into that today, because that's my focus. Thank you for listening. I'm trying to get to a point where I don't let a day go by on my show that I'm not thanking you for getting involved, at least in tuning in and telling other people that they need to get this message. I will also tell you, as I always do, I do scan the news, and there is no sign that the federal government is going to disband. As a matter of fact, every indication is that they are moving rapidly forward with their tyranny to discard our Constitution. And so I'm going to get into that. And like I said, yesterday I ended with reading part of the Virginia ratification debates on the militia, where Madison was kind of responding to Clay. But before I get back into the ratification debates, I need to cover just a few issues. And one of them is very specific regarding the invasion. And I pray that this will help motivate you in getting involved. Because if you're looking for real conclusive evidence, then I think we can put the story together, or I think we can put enough evidence before you today. I submit that we will be able to build a case today that should galvanize and should actually help coagulate or solidify in your mind the abilities that Republic Review has in getting back to the Constitutional Republic, as well as what the heck is going on in our Constitutional Republic as far as our government goes. And so today, Christian Nielsen testified to the communists in Congress in front of the Homeland, or the House Homeland Security Committee. I want you to understand that the communists have taken over the House. They may not call themselves communists. They may call themselves the Democrats, but they are communists, and they are doing everything they can to undermine our Constitution. So let me move on. In her brief, she pointed out that the illegal immigration situation is getting worse. The story not told to you is that this pleases these communists on the committee, and they want to continue to constrain the Trump administration in making America great, because they know how close they are to their end goal in overrunning our constitutional republic with an overwhelming majority of democracy destroying us. I've kind of painted this picture before, but that's exactly what they're trying to do. In February, Secretary Nielsen identified that there were engagements in February that rose 30% over the previous month. And in the month of February, agents apprehended or encountered nearly 75,000 illegal aliens. I want you to get your head around that number. In 1 month, 75,000 illegal aliens. This news that 75,000 illegal aliens did not get through has secretly infuriated these communists, because they are looking to overrun the polls in 2020. If you're looking for any evidence, you have to know that in 2018, the reason Nevada, California, and all of these blue states are going darker and darker blue is because of illegal aliens and because of the kids coming out of the growth in their numbers on the electorate side. The hardcore leftist advocates are growing dramatically because these illegal aliens, as you see these people coming in here, they're already briefing you that these aren't really people that are looking for, because most people go, you know, the Latinos, they are really family-oriented people. They're really good, wholesome people. And there's so much truth to that. But those folks that are coming in here, these are combatants. These are ideologues that are looking for a revolution. They're looking for a little piece of the big pie that they see in toppling America. So as we look and as we start to paint this picture, I am telling you that we are being set up and they are looking to overrun the polls in 2020. It's not just California that is giving access to illegal aliens. If you have a red state and you have a licensing, if in your state you have licensing laws that by getting a driver's license, you can get access or you can get registered to vote, I'm telling you that in those blue cities, the DMV employees are allowing illegals to vote. That is how they're doing it. This has been happening in the Carolinas. It's been proven. It's been happening up in Washington State. It happens in the blue, purple, and even in the blue bastions within the red states. If you've got a blue population center, it's happening. I'm out of time. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors, and I'm going to put the rest of this together for you. Thank you so much. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Moby Strip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Moby Strip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. And as I was just saying, these communists that are in our government are looking to overrun the polls in 2020. They're going to do everything they can to get Trump out of office and try to have an overwhelming majority in the House as well as the White House. So with the fact that 75,000 illegals in 1 month have tried to overrun our system. And I'm just trying to put this all together, so forgive me for repeating anything. But the fact is that they're trying to overrun our system. And the fact that they're taking a position that this does not constitute an invasion. I am convinced that the definition of the word invasion that our government public servants are using has changed its meaning to something equating to an armed military attack. Because if you understand an invasion could, you can have an ant invasion. You can have just a bunch of people invading into your space. And that's exactly what is happening. We are under a true invasion. This is the redefining of a word is a typical tactic of the progressives and the communists. They use lies, deceit, sabotage, and doublespeak. And I'm here to tell you that they are deploying every tool in their tool belt to get to their end. Remember, the ends justify the means. I again assert that every public servant who voted against Trump, that even means these rhinos, there were 13 of them, against Trump's declaration of a national emergency is giving aid to the enemies of the Constitution. And whether these guys are good guys like Massey or whether these are, you know, real parasites, they are giving aid to the enemies of our Constitution, and these parasites should be barred from any and all types of public service per or in accordance with, because sometimes people don't know what per means, in accordance with Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. Trump can and must use the department, I'm going to say the unconstitutional, Department of Justice, but he must use the Department of Justice to strip these people from their seats in office and declare a new national emergency. It is obvious that we have been invaded in our government by communists and people who are violating their oath of office. An emergency that our government, as I have said, has been overrun by communists who are doing everything they can, again, to overthrow our constitutional republic. You have to understand this. You need to really get this into your head. We have been overrun in our government by people who are literally violating their oath of office to support the Constitution. They're doing everything they can to not support it. So what do you do when somebody is violating their oath? Well, that's why I've taught you about Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. It is very clear in the Congressional Globe. When you go through the debates, they were not referring to treason. They were very clear that this was about moral perjury. It may be difficult to convict all of these pukes, all of these parasites over the act of treason, but they are all committing moral perjury and violating their oath of office and voting to allow an invasion to continue. I don't care if some of these folks are saying, well, we believe it's a separation of power. No, go read the Constitution. You know, inform yourself a little bit of the things that you're supposed to be doing so that you understand that you are obligated to protect the states from an invasion. Tell me what your definition of invasion is, because when we have this many thousands and thousands of people, you know, I was kind of blown away by the number this morning, and that's why I'm so livid, and that's why I am so in your face today. The fact that we had 75,000 illegals, and I don't care if they were half of the same people, twice being caught, apprehended, and thrown back, these catch and release, and so forth, catch and release back onto the other side. And the point is that that would be, what, 37,500 people? That's still too high of a number. That is, and what is the Marine Corps in strength as far as an army goes? The Marine Corps is less than 200,000 folks, my friends. We're talking about in a month or in a year span, we're talking about enough people to actually outnumber the Marine Corps almost by 1.5%, or I should say 150%, because that's well over 300,000 folks coming into the United States. It may be difficult, like I said, to convict all of these folks for committing treason, but we can and must go after them for committing this moral perjury, and we have to stop this. For more evidence that the communists are actually doing everything they can to support a direct revolt and an overthrow of our constitutional republic, I submit to you what is going on with Congress, despite, and this is a story that came from Need to Know News, G. Edward Griffin, despite the illegal transfer of American technology to China through Chinese employees and researchers in the U.S., almost 200 House legislators and 13 senators introduced legislation that would push roughly 70,000 Chinese visa workers onto a fast track to green cards and citizenship. I want you to follow this. The legislator's primary goal is to help 300,000 Indian visa workers get on a fast track to green cards, residency, and citizenship. So the big tech, which generously donates to the congressional campaigns, will earn larger profits. The inflow of Chinese and Indian workers, so that we're talking about almost 400,000, 70,000 from China and 300,000 from India. The inflow of Chinese and Indian workers at low wages denies jobs to Americans, college graduates, and of whom must pay off college debts as they try to raise their families. But the point that he's not making is the fact that they are doing everything they can to steal our intellectual property so that they can start manufacturing it and selling it and removing American goods out of Chinese as well as the Chinese-controlled markets. If you're making, let's just use an example of a Hewlett-Packard printer, because I have a friend that actually worked at Hewlett-Packard, and they were building printers in China so that they could sell the Hewlett-Packard printers in China. Guess what? Hewlett-Packard can barely make a profit on what they're selling in China, because as soon as they come up with a new printer, the Chinese government comes in, runs them out, and copies everything. They copy their hardware diagrams. They copy their software, firmware, and everything else. Then they go off up to another city where they've got their Chinese Packard. I'm trying to come up with a good name. But they have the Chinese Packard or whatever the name that they're using, and they implement those diagrams, firmware, and everything else so that they duplicate that exact same printer and start selling it in China so that nobody buys the Hewlett-Packard, and they're making 100%, because as you understand, a communist government, they're controlling the means as well as the means of production as well as the means of consumption. And so what is going on is we have communists or parasites within Congress that are actually helping undermine our country and our economic stability and so forth, and giving these people access. I just want you to also understand that many of these congressional leaders, both in the House and in the Senate, just like Dianne Feinstein, some of these folks are hiring Chinese spies and giving these Chinese spies access. I truly believe that Feinstein knew, and because she has been on the graces of receiving all the support from these folks, they're benefiting. They've created symbiotic relationships that they can create an access to our classified and to our national secrets, and giving those secrets to China. while these people are employed to these Congress people. I'm just telling you that it's not a coincidence that China is targeting these folks. And these folks don't care. Clinton didn't care. If you don't believe me, just to prove the evidence of how they created this fast track and this symbiotic relationship, go read the testimonial that the MSNBC, I think it's Curry and Winterm, go read Curry and Winterm's testimony in Congress. I believe it was 1997, 98, maybe it was 96, but they put all of the evidence on the table and connected all of the dots to show that Clinton was receiving direct funds from China, as Clinton was giving China direct access to classified material as well as technologies and so forth to assist China in being able to hurt America with ICBMs and really bad weaponry. These folks have no morals. The ends justify the means. We will be right back after this. Hopefully, we'll be able to put the rest of this together for you. Well, actually, I know I will. I'll put it all next after the break. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
So there has been a lot of damage done to American national security, or to our republic's national security. The Clintons have been huge contributors to that. That's why I continue to say I have no idea why those folks are not doing a perp walk and why the Trump administration is mollycoddling all of these parasites. With that, there's no way to unring the bell. The damage has been done. The only way we can stop the damage from continuing, the only way we can shut this all down is Republic Review. If you understand that Republic Review will shut down all of the government's involvement in spending your tax dollars on unconstitutional government, this leads to a huge paradigm shift, a huge paradigm shift. And in doing so, we will no longer be subsidizing communism and this revolt within America. People are going to be livid, but by actually creating drawing the line again in America and saying, look, we're a constitutional republic. We're not a democracy. We don't care if you have 75% of the popular vote, three-fourths, if you understand what I just said, three-fourths, which technically is a constitutional amendment. If you have three-fourths of the republic, but what part of the republic? If you have three-fourths of illegal aliens, three-fourths including the popular vote, but you only have 8 or 10 states, it requires three-fourths of the states to change our constitutional republic, to get an amendment. And that's why I've been telling you the red states are the savior. The red states, I don't mean to put it in a Christian context, the red states can save us. There we go. That's better. Excuse me. To be clear, if you want to save your blue state, if you want to save your purple state, it's already begun. There's already the weaponized electorate that is working against you. There's nothing you can do about that. But what you can do is you can support these red states that we're focusing on to get them to take the stand in starting Republic Review and getting this going. They still need more dolts. They still need more useful idiots to spread into all of these red states to overcome them, to get them into this majority that they need. This will occur. It will get there in 2024. And that's what they're buying for. They're vying for time, and they're literally buying up all of these communists. I mean, this is overwhelming. But only taking action on Republic Review ASAP and getting this started, this is why we need your help. If you look, and please, I ask you to pray and fast. Two Christian concepts, doctrines, philosophies, principles, whatever you want to call them, they are within the doctrine of Christianity. I ask you to pray and fast as you start considering the magnitude of what Republic Review can do in demanding that the federal government comply to the Constitution. If we start this, it will move forward. I will tell you that the courage within these other states, that there are still good people. America is not Sodom and Gomorrah. I am not Lot saying that I can't find anybody. Because remember, if you understand the story, Lot couldn't find anybody that was good and righteous in Sodom and Gomorrah. There are lots of good, righteous people. We have all been duped. We have all been indoctrinated into believing this is how it's supposed to be. And I am here waking you up. I am here with the message to tell you that we can break this spell. And it can start with one state. It can start with six states. That's why we're not putting all of our eggs in one basket. We are moving forward into these other states. We need your help. So what is it going to take? What I ask you is just don't take my word for it. Just don't blindly leap off into the abyss with us. What we're asking you to do is actually take time to read and understand what Republic Review is, how it works. This is not, I am telling you, this is not a back door to a constitutional convention. Anybody that tells you this is a back door, show them the process and say, show me where the back door is. If you have no evidence that can prove, because like I've told you before, they're attacking me. And this is what makes me believe that these organizations that are attacking me and they're convincing you that they're good constitutional good guys, you know, they wear the white hat. They are bad oppositionists. They are the bad player. They're not good players anymore because what they're doing is they're trying to keep America on this course. And if we stay on this course, we will collapse. It's that simple. I can't put it in any other terms. That's why I'm asking you to pray and fast about it. Don't take my word for it. I believe it would take whatever time you need, but I truly believe that you will get up off of your knees and you will have a conviction that this is the way. There's no doubt in my mind. This is not about me. This is a Jeffersonian and Madisonian idea. That is one of the reasons why I have nothing to gain. I'm not looking for a political opportunity. I'm not looking for the money. I am probably the most, because if you understand ideologues that aren't in it for the power, the control, and that type of stuff, they're the most dangerous people in the world. Christ was the most dangerous man ever to live on the earth because he challenged the world and the world's paradigm not to be of this world, as you understand that doctrine. And so I too, not like Christ, am the most dangerous, but I too am a dangerous man in the world because I don't care about this world. I care about the instilled constitutional republic and the constitution that was blessed, that we were endowed with by the divine hand of providence, by our good Lord. And I am telling you that if you look at what we're doing, you'll get that message too. There's no doubt in my mind. And the greatest thing, and I was telling somebody this last night, the greatest thing is that most of you did not come through the indoctrination centers in advanced levels to where you went through law school and all of these other things to where you have become and assimilated into the Borg in supporting unconstitutional government. Most people, because, and I'll just say this, because you're illiterate regarding these issues. And that's why I think Trump can be really the man, the president of the times, the president of this republic that goes down as the greatest president if he actually stands up and says, we have to audit the Constitution. Here's a guy that understands contracts and he understands contract law, but he doesn't understand this Constitution as a contract. He could literally be greater than Madison in these most perilous times because the times we are facing are not the same times that the Articles of Confederation were facing. I'm telling you, the times we are facing are far more perilous because it is the end of liberty that this world will know. And you understand exactly what I'm saying, and we have the opportunity to take control and actually get our leaders. That's what this is all about, getting our leaders to comply to the contract. And if they don't, we get rid of them, we bar them from public service, and we get other people until we obtain 100% compliance, and we start moving in the direction so that we don't throw anybody under the bus. You can't unring these bells, but there are ways to get the yoke of these bells off of us. Anybody that tells you that I'm going to destroy and decimate Social Security, they're lying to you. I am not out to do that. What we're going to do is we're going to end Social Security and we're going to end these obligations, but we are going to honor these obligations in every way. We need to make sure that everybody gets what they've put into it. And we have to make sure the people that don't put into it, like these refugees and these illegals, they don't deserve a dime of it. And the progressives are using these folks in giving away your Social Security to overthrow our system by making it collapse. That's even more evidence that these communists are, and I'm going to use the word literally because that's the only word that fits. They are literally trying to overthrow our constitutional republic. And I am telling you that we can actually not only poke them in the eye, we can knock them out of their seats and put them back into the civilian world where they have no way of harming anybody unless they go and go postal like all the rest of the Democrats. And maybe the Democrats and progressives are the ones that we should start considering as psychotic people that are unfit. It's not about these PTSDs. It's about these ideologues, because it's the ideologues that typically get a hold of guns and do damage. And so let me move on. I hope I've made the case. I hope I've galvanized and solidified this case in your mind that we are being overthrown. Our government has already become communist, and they're just doing the last bits and pieces of work they need to do to push us into the abyss. So please stay tuned, and I even have more for you, so we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. Okay, so I'm hoping, and I'll just throw this out there, I don't know how you cannot see what I am painting here as a real threat to our liberty. We are rapidly reaching critical mass. And I am testifying to you that we will not survive as a constitutional republic beyond 2024. Mark this day, if you want to call it a pontification, prophecy, whatever you want to call it. I am predicting, and you can hold G.R. Mobley accountable for this, on 2020, after that election, we will begin the move that will be pushing us past the point of no return. It may be sooner. It may be sooner. The way I look at the polls and how the outcome and the blue wave hit America in 2018, it may be 2022. It may be 2020. So I will just close with asking you my proverbial and my daunting and haunting question. What is it going to take to get you to take a stand and actually get other people to stand up with you, to become the leader in your community and start being the champion for the constitutional restoration, becoming a constitutional crusader in calling for the audit and republic review of the Constitution? I will even include constitutions, because your state's constitution needs to be reeled in as well, because it's non-compliant to the U.S. Constitution, because I'm guaranteeing you that your state is not in compliance with the Republican form of government, that you probably have democratic means and vehicles within your Constitution. I've yet to see a state that requires the representation, and or I should say using the counties to change the Constitution. And what I mean by that is most all constitutional amendments in all state constitutions are done by a democracy, not by a majority of counties. They're allowing population centers to rule you. And that, my friends, is a violation of a Republican form of government, because your counties, the reason you have a Senate is where your counties are supposed to be represented, because your counties are the integral part in the state republic that you live. And we've covered republicanism and American republicanism before. You're more than welcome to go back through my podcast archives, or just call. And we can have this good discussion again. But for the interest of time, as you know, I've kind of ran out of time just ranting over these communists and their infiltration of our government and how they're destroying us. I want to kind of get through some of this. Liberal corruption is not unique to America. The Democratic Party does not have the patent and is not the only evil party out there. The liberal corruption is rampant throughout the Communist Party throughout the world. Justice Trudeau is a communist. And to just show you how corrupt he is, he has been accused of pressuring. This is from the Need to Know News. You need to sign up for Need to Know News. This is coming from G. Edward Griffin's Need to Know News, that Justin Trudeau has been accused of pressuring his former Attorney General, Jody Wilson-Raybould, to cut a deal with SNC-Lavalin, an engineering and construction company that is facing corruption charges. And this hopefully will implicate Trudeau and have him impeached. He then retaliated because she would not play ball with him. So he actually demoted her because of that. In other words, if you don't play the game, then I will hurt you, instead of doing your job that you're supposed to do. Many are calling for him to resign, and he should. The SNC-Lavalin is accused of offering $36 million in bribes to the Libyan officials between 2001 and 2011, when Muammar Gaddafi was in power. And oh, remember, Muammar Gaddafi was the guy that was not given a fair trial as a head of state. Obama sat on his hands and Hillary Clinton sat on her hands, and they allowed his body to be, it allowed him to be killed and his body to be dragged through the streets. What kind of leaders who believe in the rule of law would allow that to happen? Back to Trudeau. Trudeau has interfered on the behalf of SNC-Lavalin because the company's headquarters is in Quebec, and they throw lots of money around, and they swing the province into the votes that he needs for his Communist Party. Some more news. Washington State Secretary John Wiseman has asked the federal government to push health experts and healthcare providers to educate the public about importance of getting the federal vaccinations in reaction to a measles epidemic that has affected 75 people, most under the age of 10 throughout the Pacific Northwest. Parents are deciding not to vaccinate their children due to the links with autism. Wiseman said that there is a well-known, organized, and connected group of a small number of folks who are having a huge impact. Although only 1.3% of the children under the age of two, are unvaccinated. So it's still a very small percentage. And he said the people have stalked and even threatened to kill Washington state legislators who have proposed measures restricting parents from opting out of immunizations. They're trying to force, and he's trying to get the federal government, and he's trying to push the federal government into mandating and making the decision, because I talked about this yesterday, making the decision that your children are no longer your property, that you do not have the ultimate say over them, that you are no longer their sovereigns, that the state is the sovereigns of all life. You need to understand the ramifications of what this means. This is a direct violation of our Declaration of Independence with our inalienable rights, and this is a direct violation of our Constitution. There is nowhere where the federal government has the enumerated power on anything medical, health-wise, or anything. Contrary to the mainstream propaganda, many peer-reviewed studies have linked the vaccines to autism. And you can see there's plenty of papers. Go to Need to Know News and look this story up. There are all sorts of links out there. I will tell you that the evidence that our vaccination system in our republic is not only corrupt because it is ran by pharmaceuticals, the big pharma, and it is downright dangerous because kids are dying. There was a kid that was out protesting this mandatory vaccination in Olympia, Washington, that was holding up a sign that they've been damaged mentally. They've suffered brain loss, and that they have to live with that because of the vaccination or the side effects from the vaccinations that they were forced to take. Well, so I'm hoping that just in time to kind of set this up, and I'm thinking that this will actually help set the stage for the 2020 election. The National League, and very much so in the favor of whoever is going to be opposing. So whoever the Republican is, make sure they're a good constitutionalist that is running against Oso the communist. Okay, because the National League and Policy Center, a right-leaning government watchdog group, filed a complaint against Oso the Communist Chief of Staff, Saikat Chakrabarty. And so, don't know what that nationality is. Don't, you know, but it doesn't sound New Yorkish. Anyway, who is 33, who set up two PACs and then funneled over $1 million of her political donations for Oso the Communist from these PACs into two of his own private corporations or companies. Sounds like corruption as well. Campaign finance attorneys have said that there is no way of telling where the political donations went, meaning that they could have been pocketed or used by the company to pay for off-the-books campaign operations. If Oso the Communist had control over a PAC that was working to get her elected, then she is in big trouble. And so I'm hoping that Trump knows about this. I'm sure he does. But here's another opportunity to send another parasite on a perp walk. How does that sound? Doesn't that sound good? So for those of you who don't understand Republic Review and are fighting the abortion and are inflamed, and that is your myopic issue, an Alabama court became the first in the nation to recognize an aborted baby as a person with rights. The court ruled that the father of the baby that was aborted at 6 weeks by his girlfriend has the right to sue the women's center that performed the abortion as well as the employees of the center. I have always thought that men have to assert their property rights on this issue. But I will tell you that if you believe that fighting abortion is the myopic issue and you want to end this, the only way to end this is Republic Review, because the federal government has no enumerated powers over this. Get behind Republic Review, and this will end it at the federal level and end the financing from Planned Parenthood out of federal dollars. I'm G.R. Mobley. I'm reclaiming the Republic. I'm out of time and I'm out of here, but I'll be back tomorrow. God bless.
The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities,
responsibilities and powers that belong to the states is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org and go to the contributions page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty.